This is Holiday Break, a DCU's Batman Young Justice cartoon universe, Hogwarts AU, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tag for alternate universe, Hogwarts. Dick sighs, staring at the letter from Gotham, giving their owl a fond scratch underneath her chin before sending her to the owlry. His siblings crowd around him at the Hufflepuff table, bodily pushing other Hufflepuffs out of their way.
"So, what's it say, Goldie?" Jason asks, trying to shove his head in front of Dick's to read the letter, pushing Tim's face out of the way with his hand.
Cass tries to use Dick's shoulders to boost herself up and read over the top of the three of them. Tim tries to duck underneath Dick's arm to glimpse at the letter.
"Do we get to go home or what?"
"Well," Dick says, "if you three would get out of my space for about 5 seconds so I could actually read the letter, that would be great, you know?"
"Sorry," the three mumble, retreating to a respectable distance. Garfield, a little way down the table, snickers. Dick shrugs at him.
"What can you do? Siblings, you know?" "So, are we going home? Are we?"
Dick reads over the letter, biting his cheek.
He swears it looks like the three of them are holding their breath. It would be amusing, and Dick wouldn't hesitate to tease them at any other time. But he's kind of holding his breath, too.
"Unfortunately, it would appear that we're spending Christmas at Hogwarts this year." Dick folds the letter, handing it to Tim to read over. "The situation in Gotham is pretty bad, apparently. All the rogues are gathered this year. Bruce is even considering sending Damian and Alfred to Kansas, just in case. He's really sorry."
Jason groans, leaning down to rest his cheek on the table.
Cass leans on top of his back, frown twisting her lips downwards. Tim just holds the letter in his hands, face unreadable.
"It's really disappointing. Christmas is always a big deal for them. Family in general is really important to them."
"He says he's going to send his presents in the mail," Jason snorts, "and then he sends his regards, which is practically his way of saying he loves us." The three of them roll their eyes.
"Well, it won't be that bad,"
Jason says after a moment.
"Roy and his siblings are staying behind this year, because their mom works here, and there's more of them here than there is at home. His papa's just going to come in for the holiday before going home. So the Gryffindor common room won't be empty, at least."
Dick nods, turns to Tim.
"And what about you guys?
If it's empty, I can ask if you guys can come to my dorm. Save the house have some work."
Tim shakes his head.
"Rose says the best thing about Hogwarts is that she doesn't have to go home for the holidays now. She's trying to see if she can live here year-round. It'll be fine. What about you?"
Dick waves his hand.
"Oh, there's always a bunch of us Hufflepuffs to stay behind. Solidarity and all that. We're fine.
So, I guess we're all good then?"
"I guess."
Jason sighs, shrugging Cass off and moving to head back to the Gryffindor table.
"I'll tell Roy."
"We'll head back too,"
Tim says, tucking the letter into his robes.
"I have to get going. I have a study session."
Tim turns an interesting shade of pink. Dick shoots Cass a look. Cass smiles.
Potions.
"But you're good at potions. What do you have to study for?"
Dick raises his eyebrows.
"Study sessions is code." Cass elbows Dick. "You know, study sessions."
"Tim, you're 11, Dick scolds.
Tim turns an even deeper shade of pink.
Other Hufflepuffs around them start giggling.
Good-natured, of course. There isn't much malice in their house.
"A good thing," Dick thinks.
Personally, he doesn't get why people are always so down about Hufflepuffs. It's a great house, real friendly. You're too young for that kind of studying.
Guys!
Tim hisses, gathering his stuff to his chest.
Seriously, you guys are worse than Wilson.
They watch Tim scuttle back to the Slytherin table, exchanging high fives. I'm glad Tim's here. Because he's easier to tease? Cass raises an eyebrow. You're actually a terrible human being. I'm a wonderful brother, though. Dick smiles. Besides, I'm not the one who's going to be on his case every second of the day. That's you. Cass's face slowly melts into a smile. There will be no escape. The Slytherins are just a bunch of moms, aren't they? You know the saying, it takes a village to raise a hellspawn. Winter at Hogwarts is really weird. They watch their friends go home and the castle empty, hallways deserting and classrooms going unused. There's beautiful decorations. Mistletoe in doorways, tinsel, Christmas trees, candles and floating Christmas ornaments in the air. The snow is really beautiful, too. The lake freezes over. And they all go ice skating together. Dick teaches his younger siblings where to find really pretty scenic places in the Forbidden Forest. And much to no one's surprise, they find that Tim's already befriended the local centaur population, figured out the unicorn paths, and found where the thestrals are kept.
You are ridiculous. When do you even find time to sneak out? Jason says.
Even as they climb trees to get fresh branches to make Christmas wreaths with.
Aren't first years supposed to be too scared to cause trouble?
Cass laughs so hard that she almost falls out of the tree. Dick laughs so hard he dislodges some snow and it falls on him, muffling his yelp of surprise.
Yeah, shut it, Cass. Obviously, I wasn't a regular first year. I lived a life of crime and adventure. I'm a world-weary soul in a young body, yada, yada, yada.
Do you even know what it means to have Wilson as your bodyguard?
Is that what you're calling it these days?
Dick rolls his eyes. Why can't you just call her your friend? Because friends are for the weak, Tim air quotes. That and sleep, apparently. Anyway, where she goes, I follow, or something like that. And where is Rose now? Trying to bribe her dad into smuggling her cigarettes by the time she's in third year, Tim replies, already perched in one of the upper branches, fiddling with the fraying edges of his scarf. Dick swears. Tim's just as bad as Jason on the wear and tear with his clothes. Jason, because he does so many experiments and runs wild. Tim, because he just chews and picks at his clothes so much. Honestly, Dick is surprised the scarf's lasted as long as it has already. But then again, at least they got Tim to stop biting his nails and ripping up his lip. Those were not fun times.
Wait, what? They got cigarettes here?
Jason starts. Before Dick, Cass, and Tim pelt him with pine cones.
Ow!
So, how are we going to do Christmas? Tim asks. I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to do Christmas morning this year, since we're all in different rooms. Christmas evening? Cass suggests. They'll probably be more lax about it, since most people who stayed behind have families in different houses.
I guess, but won't we be in too much of a food coma?
Dick points out.
Who's common room?
Hufflepuff's is the closest to the kitchen for snack runs, Cass points out. And Slytherin's is right by the Great Hall. Drafty, but close enough.
Gryffindor's is furthest, but it's warmest, and it'll only be us and the Queen kids,
Jason points out.
Dick and Cass turn to Tim, who freezes, in the middle of mouthing at his sweater sleeve. He looks a little like a squirrel.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Just us and the queen kids, Cass says, in the warm, red-colored Gryffindor tower.
How cozy, Dick coos.
Jason looks between the three of them.
Am I missing something?
No, Tim blurts out, hiding his face in his scarf.
No.
The end.